As many of you know, my sister Joanne Crescane died on December 30th after living 2 years with pancreatic cancer. We celebrated her life with her funeral mass a week ago today, January 6th, at St. Gerard's Parish in Brooklyn Park. And I wanted to take this opportunity, as I did last week at 9 and 11, but not at this mass, to thank you for your prayers, your support, for my sister, for my family, for myself. It has meant a great deal to me, and I know it meant a great deal to her every time I told her that the parish was praying for her. And just ask that you continue to keep my family and myself in your prayers as we kind of continue to walk with our own grief and our own loss and understanding what has kind of happened in our life. About 2 weeks before Joanne died, she and I had set up a time to meet to do some pre-planning of her funeral. And so I went over to her townhome in Brooklyn Park in the afternoon. And as I got there, her daughter-in-law, Robin, had been there probably for most of the morning. And I saw a part of Robin that I had not seen before and experienced before. Before she left, Robin made a point to stand with my sister at the counter and make sure my sister understood exactly what it was that were the pills that were necessary for her to be taking throughout the day. My sister had kind of lost some sense of remembering and had been somewhat confused. And so there was like a list, and made sure that my sister understood the list and when the medications were to be taken and which ones were to be taken. And then before she left, she made sure that my sister had a glass of water by her place, and then made sure that she had had a little bit of food to make sure that she would eat in that time period that we were together. I realized that Robin had not just been doing that day, but she had been doing it over the months with my sister. In the gospel, Jesus said, "Come and see." It was in that moment and experience with my sister and her daughter-in-law, Robin, that I saw that Jesus came and he was seen. He came and he was seen in the goodness and the generosity of Robin. It was in the way that she made God present and real to my sister in that moment in time. It opened my heart and my conscience to realize, to see how Christ was present through Robin to my sister in those moments, in those times. And as the gospel said, they behold the Lamb of God. Well, I behold and beheld that Christ in that generosity, in that compassion, in that goodness of Robin. Each and every one of us who sits here tonight have that call each day of our life. We are called to behold the presence of Christ in God in the lives of other people. Someone will look upon us and they will come to see and know the Christ that is real in their life through you and me. You and I are the John the Baptists and the Andrews that we heard in the gospel tonight. We are the ones who will bring others to that Messiah, to that Christ, to that Jesus, to our God. And we will do that by the ways that you and I are with those people in our life. For they will behold the goodness and the generosity and the compassion and the patience of all the ways that they will see and know Christ. They will behold him through how it is that you and I are. Jesus said, "Come and see." And so people will hear and they will see through our goodness, compassion, and generosity. They will see and hear through the ways that you and I set aside our needs because there's a greater need that someone else has. That they will see and hear as you and I focus on the joy that we can bring into another's life rather than the way that we might be preoccupied with what it is society tells us to gain. We will be the ways that people will come to see and hear the Christ in life. You and I are called each day by our God to be those instruments of God's presence in the lives of people. Young people, you are the Samuels. You are the ones of the first reading. And yes, sometimes in being young, you're not sure when or where or how God will ask you to be. But God is doing it. Because I'd like you to hear that last line of that first reading. And I want you to put your name in there. Not Samuel's. Put your name in there. Grew up, and the Lord is with you, not permitting any word of yours to be without effect. Once again, your name. Grew up, and the Lord is with you, not permitting any word of yours to be without effect. And for the rest of us, well, it's also that we're the Elis. We are the people who also, with our wisdom and the experience of our years and the experiences of what we lived, are the ones who also help others to see what might be hidden, what might be underlying in their experience. Because those words are also what you and I take into our life. That as we grow, the Lord is with us. And the Lord does not permit any word of ours to be without effect. And so as we go into this week, I would invite us to be attentive. Where will God call us? To whom will God call us to be with? And how will we help another to see and know that Christ is with them? And then maybe just to take a little of your own time. And as Jesus invited the apostles in the gospel, he invites us. Come away for a little while. Rest. Sit. Be with Christ. And let him affect each of our lives in that moment of quiet prayer. Let's be with that as we enter into the week.